All right. So this time I have the pleasure to introduce myself. and somebody else needs to take care I don't overdo the time. So my name is Hans Jörg. I'm from Odriga. I have two hats or two histories. So one history is in my main email history is in migration portability. Yeah? So you've seen some of our JMAP work earlier that day. But actually, I have an earlier history in semantic web technology. So I was a semantic web researcher. I did some stuff on Semantic Media Wiki, if somebody of you is aware of that, in the past. And this is a new project, actually, where these things tend to converge. Some people who read their email on the console typically don't like it at all. Recently, what it proposes, but I like any feedback on it. Some people might even like it because it maybe fixes something what HTML email also broke. And the whole idea is structured email. And I'll present you a reference implementation for RunCube and a particular application which is a structured vacation notice, which probably is compelling to email people in particular. So. First of all, a claim. So email is sort of your personal API, but you're a little bit of a mechanical Turk in there, right? So you need to read it, you need to understand it, and you need to act upon what people ask you to do or other services ask you to do. Secondly, email is underappreciated. Yeah, I think everybody here in the room would probably agree. And so one of the ideas here in order to bring these things together is to make email content, maybe not in general, but for parts of emails or certain emails, more machine readable so that the tools you develop might help people in certain tasks to make them more efficiently or even to do novel tasks. And the very rough idea is basically like you have a multi-part alternative text and text HTML in an email that you also embed structured data in RDF, which is a W3C specified knowledge representation language according to a certain so-called data models. So schema.org is a very popular data model which search engine vendors have set up for basically you find it in websites, like this is a movie, this is a song, this is an article. And the very idea is to also allow users or tools to include that in emails so that email clients can make sense out of what is in that email. So yeah, that sounds quite abstract. How could that look like in practice? So actually, this is not something I invented from scratch. So actually, like Gmail, Yahoo, some other vendors, WebDE in Germany, are already doing it. So if you fly by Lufthansa or a certain airline and you have a Gmail account, if you opted in, these airlines might already send that schema inside of that email. And you might notice there is a special display within Gmail that shows you a certain information on the flight, allows you some certain action, might automatically import it to your calendar or at some point also to your Google Assistant and so on. That's nice. The problem here is currently this is only for select senders. You need to register with each vendor actually basically to have this happen. It's only for very few select use cases like traveling and maybe ordering in the web. And it's unidirectional, so it's only from a service to you. You cannot by yourself use that. So it's a little bit against the idea of email, right? So obviously I would not send a flight probably to somebody, but maybe something else. Yeah? So schema.org alone does have 800 concepts, and what Gmail supports is like 6 of them or something like that. And but actually there's already nice, very nice use cases for even this travel information, and there will be a talk just after this by Volker sitting in the background, so I won't talk too much about that. Second example would be link sharing. So there is share by email, right? And this is how it looks like in K9 email, right? I mean, not blaming K9 for it, but you basically get a URL sent, yeah? And this is what you receive, yeah? And in this case, basically, you are stuck with Spotify. You click on it, you have that Spotify song, but K9 doesn't know this is a song, and you are with Spotify, and okay, you can listen to the song, but if you're on Apple Music, it's up to you to deal with that, right? And with structured emails, the idea is you could take the metadata, which in the case of Spotify is actually even embedded on the Spotify link already, yeah? So nobody needs to do manual annotation. You could put that into the email instead of the link, yeah? And so your email client would not just have the link, but the email client would know this is the song Brussels, Je T'aime, yeah? And from 2003 by Angelet. Yeah? And it could even match, for instance, with your local media player if you have that as an MP3 or something like that. Yeah? So you could basically dereference the kind of content that got shared in that sense. Yeah? And you have a much better user experience, a little bit like you have in instant messaging when you send a link, yeah, where also like WhatsApp and so on, they do extract the Twitter cards kind of stuff. Another use case, maybe even more fancy, is location sharing or even live location sharing. Many instant messaging tools allow you to do so, but it's within their ecosystem, so you're bound to their implementation, their privacy rules, and it only works if you send